神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you again.
很高兴可以再次跟您在一起。
I want to talk to you about something that concerns me as well as many others.
那今天我跟你谈的就是让我觉得很关心的一件事情。
It would almost seem like we're living in a world out of control.
好像这个时候我们活在一个失控的时代。
So many problems that are pressing in on every side.
在每一个方面都有很多的问题压力。
I think that we have forgotten something.
好像我们忘记了什么。
You know that guidelines,
比如说像导引
standards by which we follow,
我们的这种依循的这种原则标准
boundaries that allows us to know which way to go,
那让我们知道该往哪里去的规范
are so important.
这是很重要的。
But it seems like today, these things do not really matter.
但是在今天，这些好像不重要了。
I'm glad that this is not in everyone's life.
我很庆幸并不是每一个人都这样的。
But there are far too many that are living in this place.
只是有太多人已经这种境况了。
You see, we need to begin to evaluate.Our lives.
我们需要好好的来评价我们的生活。
The lives of our family.
家庭生活。
And then this will spread out into the lives of our community.
然后接下去呢，就是我们的沟通的方面。
You see, you and I must begin to be those who are able to know by which standards they are following.
我们一定要成为那一个有标准而让别人可以来依循的一个人。
I've had people to say to us, please teach us what to teach our children because we don't know what to teach them.
很多人来问我说，好不好你教我，给我一些标准，因为我已经不晓得该怎么样来教导我的孩子。
You see, when we don't have any guidelines or boundaries, we're sort of blind.
如果你没有导引没有规范的话那么你前面是盲目的
We're not living by wisdom but by passion
那这样的话我们就不是有智慧的来过日子而是只随性而过而已
and we begin to be very selfish
接下来就很自私了
We want what we want
你要的就是你心里想要的
We want what feels good
你觉得好的你要
We want what thrills us.
你觉得那个让你兴奋的你才要。
Now you may wonder to yourself, how did we get to this place?
或许你会想个问题，我们是怎么样到这个地步的呢？
I want to take just one area today.
今天我只要在某一方面来谈。
An area that several parents have spoken to me about.
那是很多父母来找我谈的一个方面。
It's the stage in the children's life when they are beginning to have Friends of the opposite sex.
那就是在孩子的成长过程当中的那个开始对异性有吸引力的那个阶段。
And friendships that develop into romances.
从友情要进入爱情的这样的一个阶段。
This is happening more and more.
这个问题已经越来越多。
There was a time when parents dictated who the child would marry.
曾经以前父母亲会来为孩子的婚姻做主
So there was no room for romance
所以在那个时候呢根本没有那种空间让你自由恋爱
Now I cannot say that I agree with that altogether
我不能说我完全同意这种婚配
I believe that young people need to be able to know that the person they're married is someone that they really do love.
我相信年轻人有那种权利，也应该去了解对方他以后要归属的、要结婚的对象，然后呢，他真的去爱他。
But the problem is we have not found a balance.
但是问题是我们没有保持平衡。
On one side, you have parents who tell the child who they're going to marry.
在一个极端里面，父母亲为孩子做主。
On the other side, you have the young people today that's going wild and into sexual sins because they don't know how to conduct themselves.
另外一个极端就是孩子们、儿女们，他们不懂得控制自己，在性方面非常的自由，然后滥用而犯罪。
Now, I wonder, as we look at this today, let us try to think,What has brought us to this place?
今天当我一反省的时候，我就想，到底是什么把我们带到这个地步的呢？
Actually, it began about 400 years ago.
大概在大约400年前。
In Europe.
在欧洲的地方。
And there was a great playwright named Shakespeare.
那有一个很有名的作家叫做莎士比亚。
He began to write plays that sort of conceived this idea of romance.
他就开始写一些有关于罗曼蒂克的这样的一些作品。
It began to explode.
那这些都传开了。
Poets began to write about it.
然后诗人也开始写爱情。
Fiction books was written about it.
爱情故事也写了。
Artists drew pictures about it.
那些图案也在开始画了。
It became something very great.
所以这个就变成一个很注目的一个主题。
But you see, what happened then is that it lost its sacredness.
但是这个爱情方面却失去它的神圣性。
And over these periods of years, it has gotten to the place where it has no guidelines or any boundaries.
在一段时间之后就发现根本没有导引，也没有规范。
It seems that today, it's the desire of the flesh that has the largest appeal.
那到今天所表现出来的这种所谓的爱情呢，已经只有表现到人的肉体的私欲而已。
Stop and think about our music today.
我们好好的想一想音乐吧。
It's a music that is preoccupied with our feelings and getting more thrills and satisfaction out of our relationships.
音乐方面的表达都注重在人跟人之间的那种感情上的一种情欲的满足，还有人的那种感情关系。
Then we have the movies and the television that adds the appeal of the eye to touch the emotions and senses of our people.
谈电影或者是电视，就是在我们的眼目的这种观感上面呢来满足我们的那种眼里面的情欲。
Then our literature has turned the minds of our young people to the idea of romance and love as only an emotion.
然后我们的文学作品文章上面呢，把年轻人引导到一个地步，认为爱情只是情绪方面而已。
But this emotion can set the sexual desires aflame.
那这个情绪会导引至我们性方面的一个这种问题。
So actually, it has been the media, the things that we see, hear, and read that has set the standard by which our young people are following.
所以这些我们所看的所听的无形中呢，就导引我们的年轻人进入这种世界。
But it's not a healthy, it's a lustful desire that our young people are not able to cope with.
那这些都不是健康的，是情欲性的，以至于年轻人没有办法来自制。
They don't know how to control it.
他们不晓得该怎么样自己控制自己。
You see, the pressure is on them.
因为这些压力整个在他们的身上。
And they are pressured to seek a relationship with the other sex.
好像在驱使他们对于异性的一种寻求。
And because they're not mature enough, They don't have proper guidelines or standards. They are driven to do things that are immoral.
因为他们还不够成熟，而且呢也没有什么样的导引，所以呢就引起他们走向那种不道德的事情。
And so they live by their passions and their emotions.
他们的情绪就在情欲里面绕了。
Now I know this isn't all of our young people, and I'm thankful for that.
当然我也很高兴，不是每一个年轻人都是这样子的。
But I'm afraid a greater portion of them are doing this than ever before.
但是我恐怕大部分的年轻人都已经进入这样的地步。
And one of the greatest things that it, the harm that is doing to this generation is that it is making it a generation that will never know genuine love.
那最伤害的，对于这个年代的年轻人最伤害性的就是他们不懂得什么叫做真诚的爱。
And the proof of this is that we're living in a generation where divorce seems to be the main answer to all the problems in life.
这个伤害可以从现在很多年轻人用离婚来解决婚姻问题，可以看得出来这个伤害是很大的。
You'll hear them say, well, after all, I want my happiness.
啊，后来你就发现他们跟你的回答就是呢，我要寻求我的快乐。
I want my joy.
我当然喜欢享受。
But they don't know what it has done to their family, to their children. They don't recognize their selfishness and how much it hurts others.
但是他没有想到自己的享受，自己的喜欢，伤害多少自己的家人。
I wished I could cry this on the housetop.
我希望我可以在家庭里面做这样的呼喊。
I wished I could look a person in the eye that's thinking about divorce.And be able to look them deep into the soul and show them the future of their own children.
我但愿可以面对那些想要离婚的人，让他们可以有这种对于孩子伤害的洞察力。
We have to understand that we are not an island alone doing what we want to do.
我希望你知道，我们不是一个在孤岛上独处的，只有按照自己意愿做事的人。
So what can we do about it?
那怎么办呢?
I think as parents who face this period of their children's life, this is something that many wish they had the answer to.
我相信很多父母亲在这个时代面对自己的年轻的孩子的时候都希望有一些答案。
Actually, many parents, even before their children get to this age, worry about it.
甚至有的父母亲已经开始在操心自己的孩子已经面对这样的年纪了。
So let us look at it and understand what maybe we should do about it.
好不好？让我们来稍微想一想，我们该怎么办。
The ideal answer was that we should have trained our children at a young age.
那最理想的答案就是你要趁早的时候训练你的孩子。
Train them to feel their responsibility and feel your relationship and love toward them.
让他们从小被训练，心里面充满着责任感，而且充满着你对他们爱的那种感受。
I have spoken about communication several times on these broadcasts.
我常常在这个广播节目里面跟我们谈沟通的这样的一个主题。
But there is no place...where communication is more important than in the home.
那没有在别的地方比家庭更需要这种优良的沟通的这样的一个技巧了。
A family that can talk together and exchange their ideas and feelings are a family that will be united all of their life.
如果一个家庭的成员可以大家彼此分享自己的想法，可以有很好的沟通的话，那么这样的人呢，他们会有很好的快乐的生活。
When you establish good communication with your wife or your husband, when you have good communication with your children, you will be surprised the problems you will not face.
那如果你好好的来建立跟夫妻、跟你的先生或跟你的太太之间或者跟孩子之间的这种沟通的这样的一个管道的话那你会很惊讶你竟然会省去很多麻烦
Now discipline is training
所谓的管教是一种训练
It's not beating, it's not hollering It's not putting them down. It's taking a child's life and molding and training it.
不是喊叫，也不是处罚，也不是把孩子压制下去，而是去磨塑，去雕塑，而且去调整你自己的孩子的规范。
Actually, discipline is love.
事实上，管教是一种爱。
And when we consistently let our child know the boundaries and guidelines down through their life,they will understand, and it will give them a sense of security.
如果你很持续的、继续的来引导你的孩子在这种规范里面的话，事实上你会给你孩子一种安全感。
Even when children don't like it, deep in their heart, they know that you love them and you want the best for them.
即使孩子对管教不是很高兴，但是心的深处他们知道父母亲是为了他们着想，是为了他们来做这样的事情。
Of course, you know your example is so important.
当然你自己的那种、你自己的那种榜样也是很重要的。
Sometimes the way we act is louder than what our words, and our children never hear our words.
有时候呢，你的行为会过于你说出来的话更有力量。
They only see the way we act.
孩子们呢，就看你的行为，不太听你的言语的。
But blessed is that child who has a father and mother that's a true example for them.
如果一个孩子有一个很好的父母的这种榜样的话，那个孩子是受祝福的。
A father and mother that lays a foundation of love and relationship and marriage.That makes their children feel so good and so secure.
父母亲把这种婚姻的根基、爱的根基打得很稳的时候，那么孩子心里面是充满着爱跟安全感。
You don't know what it makes a young person feel, even in their 20s and 30s, when they can say to someone, "You ought to know my father. He's really wonderful."
即使是一个二十到三十岁的年轻人，他们还是可以跟人家夸口说，我希望你知道我的父母亲认识他们，他们真的好棒啊。
Or I have the most wonderful mother in the world.
或者是向别人夸口说我有世界上最好的妈妈。
This is not just by chance.
这个不是偶然形成的。
This is done by design.
这个是我们要特殊去设计的。
You say, you mean I give in to my children for everything and let them have their way?
难道你说我需要什么都为我孩子着想，然后什么都让我的孩子去做吗？
No, that's the worst thing in the world.
不是的，这样子是反而不好，是最糟糕的。
But as a parent, when you know how to set down guidelines, you know how to set down standards that are helpful to your child and consistently show them what they must do.
而且我要你成为那个可以持久的，能够持续的来为你的孩子设立一些规范，引导他们在里面走。
You need help.
你需要帮助。
If you don't, maybe your guidelines and standards aren't really what they should be.
那如果这个行不通的话，或许你的引导，那个导引，或者是你的这种标准，可能就不对了。
I have found one of the greatest textbooks for being able to make good relationships has been the Bible.
我已经发现最好建立关系的一本书就是圣经。
It clearly gives us boundaries.
很清楚地给你规范。
It clearly sets down standards, moral standards.
很清楚地立下一些品德的这种榜样跟标准。
It gives us guidelines on how to make relationships work.
给我们一些这种人跟人的关系的导引。
But I've also found out that I need the help.Of someone greater than me.
我也发现我们需要帮助的对象是比我们更伟大的。
There's times when we don't know what to do.
有时候我们会不晓该怎么办。
No human help is around.
不再有人可以帮助我。
But when there's a faith in our heart and we know our God and our Lord Jesus Christ, we're not alone.
那当你如果认识神的儿子耶稣的时候，你就不是孤单的。
I met a lady yesterday.
昨天我跟一个女士碰面。
She told me she had raised 7 children.
她告诉我她抚养了7个孩子。
And 6 of them were boys.
那6个是男孩子。
And she said, you know, without the Lord, I couldn't have made it.
她说如果我没有主耶稣的话，我是绝对没有办法的。
And she said, you know, he was right there and helped me through many of the things.
她告诉我说呢，你知道吗？主耶稣就在我身旁，在那里就及时的帮助我。
And she said, I feel excited just talking about it.
那即使我现在跟你谈，我心里面都很兴奋呢。
You see, my friend, that's the reality of knowing Jesus Christ.
这个就是认识耶稣的事实。
It's not just a religion.
不是一种宗教。
You see, a religion is man's way of trying to get to God.
宗教是人想要去找神。
But it's a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ that helps us to live in the world today.
而这种跟神的关系会帮助我们知道怎么样在这个时代里面生活。
And I too am thrilled about it.
那我实在是也是很享受，很兴奋的。
But now let us look at the practical side of it.
我们也来看很实际的一方面。
Suppose that your boy or your daughter is at that age now when they want to have girlfriends and boyfriends.
比如说你的孩子现在就在这个对异性不管是男朋友女朋友很感兴趣的时候。
First, let's make it very clear that this is natural.
首先你要知道很清楚的知道这是很自然的。
We're made for this kind of companionship.
那我们人的被造就有这种需要伴侣的这种特性。
But as a parent, you must help make those guidelines and help your child.
所以你认为这是自然的时候你需要有一些导引来导引你的儿女。
When you begin to see that your daughter or your son is finding a particular person of the opposite sex, then you need to begin to talk with them.
当你发现你的女儿开始对一个男性有兴趣的时候，你就开始要跟她谈。
I didn't say yell at them.
我不是说对他喊叫。
I didn't say keep them at home.
我也不是说把他守在家里面。
I said sit down and talk to them about the relationships.Between a boy and a girl.
我是说你开始坐下来好好的跟你的女儿谈男女之间的关系。
Let them express their emotions.
让他们也来表达他们的情绪。
They may say to you, but you don't understand, you don't know them, daddy.
或许他会跟你说爸爸你根本不认识对方。
Don't start arguing with them.
不要跟他们争执。
Arguing will drive them away.
如果你跟他争执争辩的话，他就会更远离你。
Many a young person was not nearly as infatuated or in love with the other person until the parents pushed them together through arguments.
没有一个年轻人一开始跟一个男女朋友是很亲近的。除非是父母亲把他们推进去，把他们推得更亲近了。
Don't argue with them.
所以不要争执。
But leave the communications open between you and them.
敞开一个你跟他之间的一种沟通的讲话的这种空间。
Express to them what you expect of them and hope that they will ideally conduct themselves.
表达你对于这种男女关系的一种理想，让他们知道你的理想是什么。
Explain to them what this relationship will mean.
解释给他们知道爱情是什么，到底这个表达感情是什么意思。
And then instead of driving them away, ask them to bring the young person home to visit with you.
这样你就不会把他跟那个对方推开，而反而呢会吸引他进来，而且你可以鼓励你的孩子把男女朋友带回家。
You say, but I don't like them.
或许你说我不喜欢他们。
But maybe you don't know them.
但是或许你不认识他们。
At least it makes your child seem that you are fair and you're willing to know them and to understand them.
如果你容许他们回到家里面来的话，那表示你愿意认识他们，而且呢，你对你的孩子是公平的。
Then as that communication is over and time passes, you can begin to point out to your child the shortcomings of that person.
那当你跟孩子之间有一个很公平的这种沟通之后呢，然后你就可以一点一点的指出来这个对方的问题。
You know, you can say, well, you know, he has some good points.
比如说你可以讲说他是有一些优点。
But I see he gets angry very quickly.
但是我发现他很容易生气。
He seems to be of a jealous nature.
我看他有一种那种嫉妒的天性。
You know, he makes me feel like he's a bit lazy.
他让我感觉他有点懒惰。
And so you can begin to provide for that child the simple ideas that maybe this boy or girl isn't all they think they are.
这样子就等于在提供给你的孩子一些这个对象的一些资讯，让他们发现说，诶，或许这不是我理想中的对象。
And then begin to take them places where they can hear about what marriage and courtship is like.
然后也带他们去听一些讲座。关于这种婚姻感情的讲座
Maybe you can find some very good books that they can read
也找一些书很好的书来给孩子们看
They begin to feel like you are supporting them and helping them
这样的孩子会开始感觉我的父母亲是在、啊、提供给我是在支持我在帮助我
Build into them the principle that marriage is only for when you're mature enoughto raise a family and support them.
这样子的话就可以引导到一个地步让他们知道婚姻只有在这种成熟的时候而且有能力来支持婚姻的时候才是对的。
You know, you might be able to say to your daughter because many of them do not know too much about keeping a house.
那或许你可以对你的女儿说呢我看看你还不知道那个可以持家可以做家事的时候。
They know very little about cooking.
他们根本对于煮饭这种做菜呢还懂得不多
And this can bring a lot of problems into marriage
那这个会带来婚姻里面很实际的一些麻烦
And you can begin to prepare them in these areas
然后呢在这方面就开始帮你的孩子做准备
This is the greatest decision your children will ever make
那这是你孩子的一个很严肃很重要的一个问题的决定
Who they're going to spend their life with and who they're going to enjoy andbring up their family with.
这个是将来谁要跟他待一辈子而且享受家人的那种快乐的一个决定。
Now you're going to need to make a few rules.
你需要有一些规定。
You're going to have to let them know that schoolwork comes first.
那你需要让你的孩子知道说功课要紧第一。
They may have to limit their telephone calls.
比如说呢这个讲电话的时间要受限制。
And they may not be able to go out unless they can keep up their grades.
那除非他们保持成绩，不然不可以出去约会。
As your children begin to get interested in the opposite sex, tell them that they must date or they must go together in a group.
那当他们开始要约会的一个阶段呢，你要告诉他们一定要有别人陪着。
The time that they're to be alone together is to be limited.
那种单独相处的时间一定要受限制。
Tell them they must keep up their friends.
他们一定要有自己的，仍然有自己的朋友。
And they still need to spend time with them.
而且呢，要有一些时间分配给自己的朋友。
You need to have a family time.
然后也要有家人的时间。
And at that time, there's no dates, there's no friends, it's just the family.
而是那种不是别的朋友或者是那种男女朋友而只有跟家人在一起的时间
And then there must be a time they must come home
而且一定要有在家的时间
Some of these things are very important as you guide your children
这些对你的孩子的导引都很重要
But above all, pray that God can keep them during this time
在这些之外最重要的你要祷告神来保守你的孩子
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。